herbs, and they move shit around and put things in weird places. And when you read the translation, like, what the fuck does this mean?
Right.
Well, they're figuring out how to translate it, not just both word for word, but figuring out how you would say that same sentence in English.
So it structures well.
Yeah. So it's clear what you know what you're translating. It's fucking fascinating shit, man. It's fascinating.
And I also wonder, after, you know, 50 or so years of everybody using English on the internet, how many kids are going to grow up just as English as their, you know, their new language and their original language as, like, the old-fashioned thing their parents did.
Could you imagine if there was only one language? Could you imagine how much shit would get done?
Well, can you see, you know what's interesting, though, when you say that? Like, yeah. Imagine...
Languages are going to go away by technology very, very, very fast.
No languages?
Well...
So what's going to happen?
I think,
like, translators,
it'll mud out.
You know, like, you'll just sit there and have something translate it to you in real time, you know? It's going to be voice detection and everything like that. It's just going to make languages...
But there'll
languages...
still be languages, though. People are still going to want to talk to each other.
Well, traditionalists will still be there playing with their old thing. But what if a few generations go by?
Right.
I think things are going to change profoundly.
Well, you're a proponent of the isolation tank. You actually have John Lilly's tank, don't you?
I do. I actually,
it's pretty
after
crazy.
I met John, he gave me his tank.
He's got John Lilly's isolation tank.
You were my only other friend that ever had one, actually.
That's like having Willie Mays' fucking baseball bat. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You know what's cool? I got his shower shoes to go with it.
Oh, shit.
So I actually get out and walk in his shoes every time I go from my
that's
tank to the shower.
Crazy. That's crazy.
They're not high heels,
that's
are
the
they?
Best part.
Now,
nah,
imagine,
pretty boring brown shower shoes, but...
Imagine when they figure out how to stimulate the mind to create certain states, and they do it in conjunction with the tank, which is really the way to do it because it eliminates all the sensory input from this world. If they could figure out how to do that, put some electrodes on your head and set you in that fucking tank and light you up like a Christmas tree, and you just go into some other world, then maybe people will stop talking.
I think Dr. Lilly did that to me with 1 cc ketamine injected, you know.
Yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah, what a rush. Yeah.
What did he do? What did he do exactly?
Well, when I got there, actually, I was going to go into the tank just, you know, straight. And when you got to rinse off and everything before you go in the tank, and the guy was prepping me, and he says, you know, usually when we do it, we go in with 1 cc injected intramuscularly, you know, ketamine, you know, would you like some? And I hear part of my brain go, no, no drugs, thanks. And then I hear my mouth go, oh, absolutely, I'd love some. And then I felt like a complete third person in my own reality because he said, no problem, you know, it's injected into muscularly. Is that a problem? And my side of my brain went, needles, no. My mouth, however, went, no problem. That'd be great.
You didn't want to offend him.
Yeah, and you know what? And he walked away to go get me the stuff, and I stood there for a minute, and my brain was saying, no way. And my other side of my brain went, look, you're at Dr. Lilly's house, man. You've come all this way. There's no way you're saying no. And he walked back in, and I felt a little alcohol swab on my muscle, and I heard my brain go, no. And then I heard my mouth go, thank you very much. And then I made the most naive sorry. I said, how long does it take to kick in? And I will never forget his face when he went, oh, you haven't done it before? Oh, you should lay down. About 45 seconds? And he, like, put me in the tank. And
now, when
wow.
you do it, what if you do something like that and you have sleep apnea? Do you run the risk of, like, choking and not breathing?
I don't know. I didn't have sleep apnea, but the last thing I was thinking about was sleeping when he slipped me into that tank. I thought I was there to watch the entire world come to an end. And I had like a ringside seat. It was pretty interesting.
So they shot you up with this ketamine. You lie down in the tank.
Yeah,
what
you
happens?
Get into the tank and you float. And for me, it was the first experience ever floating. And when the tank
so
closes,
your first experience floating was with ketamine?
Yeah.
Oh,
hey,
my
it happens.
God.
You know, how do you say no to Dr. Lilly? You know, I'd watched the movie Altered States dozens of times. I'd owned the Laserdisc. That's how long
so what
I got
happened?
It.
What happened after you, the, it kicks
personally,
in? 45 seconds in.
I thought I was freaking out. And the funnier side of this was my good friend was in the other room, and I was background panic noise while all this was going on, and he didn't know about the ketamine entering into the equation, and he was sitting there with Dr. Lilly and his assistant at the time, Craig, and they had no concern of me like sounding like I'm drowning. And finally he asked, you know, is he on ketamine? And Craig said yes, and he said, would you go get me some? And my friend was totally blown away, didn't think that was going to be the answer to the, you know, to the problem. And John put some ketamine into his leg and told my friend to have a nice night. And he went into his bedroom, and my friend could see into the bedroom where the tank was next to a bed. And he didn't touch the tank. He just went in and laid down next to the bed. And I actually stopped screaming at that point. And my friend was looking in the bedroom.
You
like,
were screaming.
I was freaking out, man. I was fucking losing my mind. So, also, oh my
okay.
God.
So you're in the tank. They shoot you up with ketamine. Panic. You panic. You start screaming. John Lilly says, give me some of what he's having.
Yeah. And honestly, for me, I felt like, when I stopped screaming, I remembered it was conscious. I felt like somebody came into my trip and just said, yo, take a deep breath, calm down. And I was like, okay. And you know what? I just channeled the energy, and it actually was
so
a really
you
positive
think
experience.
That John Lilly joined you in your trip? Is that what, you're...
what if he joined you in the actual isolation?
No, he didn't. Me and my girlfriend later on tried to
like
get in.
It's like that dentist. You know?
It's not a cool place for to have a friend
starts
actually
massaging
turned
your
up.
Tits.
Yeah, come here, let's cuddle. It didn't work. But you know what? In a sense, yes, I feel like he did. I felt like there was a telepathic communication. As much as this is going to blow all of the credibility I just had about talking about pot. Yeah, I actually felt like Dr. Lilly and I communicated on a level that was more telepathic during the time I was under the drug.
Now, well, do you think like the tank even
it's true
has,
story? Don't want to believe it.
Do you
I
think
don't
the tank
care.
Would even work though if he took the same amount of pills and just laid
Can
on
I
something
tell you
comfortable
something,
or something?
The tank, the, no,
I don't think
no.
the pill, or I wouldn't think that your environment
well,
would have that
how,
big of a deal.
Here's how
the tank's huge,
right?
It's huge.
Here's how McKenna described ketamine. He said that it was like you. He believed that when you did psychedelics, you somehow or another connected to the experience that everybody had doing those psychedelics before you. That's one of the reasons why the mushroom experience right. is so rich and diverse. It says
so
thousands and thousands
mushrooms.
And millions of people over the years have done mushrooms, and you're connected to this one big, gigantic, growing experience. He said doing ketamine, he said ketamine is so much more rare that really it gave him the feeling like he was in an abandoned a warehouse or an office building with no furniture in it.
That's interesting.
Yeah, he said
I
was
felt very
enough.
Alone in my trip initially. Yeah. And then when I felt like there was another energy around me, I it did feel different and it was weird. I had a long conversation with
and that
John
was John Lilly
after it, and I really liked the old guy. He was a really nice guy. And then afterwards, when I left, whatever, the next day, his assistant showed up and said, you made a real impression on John. He'd like you to have his tank. Go figure.
He just gave it to you?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. He probably felt bad. He probably didn't want you to sue him for fucking whacking him with ketamine and throwing him into a fucking right? bathtub. He's like, this dude might sue me, man. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to work this. I'm going to stroke it. I'm going to call him up. I'm going to say, yo, man, you are the shit, and I'm going to give you my tank.
No, you know, Oliver Stone went the night before me in his tank.
Yeah?
Yeah, and freaked
I wonder if
out
he
too.
Peed in there
yeah,
and jerked
he took
off or anything.
Huge shit in there. Oliver Stone's a big pooper when he
I
sleeps.
I never really thought about that. Just admit it.
I would have definitely done
no,
that.
No, he did K though and did it. And yeah. It was, yeah, we both did it. Yeah, we got to talk about it years later. Him and I sit down and chat about our weekend at John's.
Wow. Yeah. What a fucking freaky dude. Whack
John?
People out with hair, with a special K and throw them into a fucking tank of water.
You do know this is the guy that The Day of the Dolphin was made about. He's the guy that did all of the research
dude,
on dolphins.
Dude, I got
dolphins.
All his books.
All of them, huh? Yeah, you have all of them, huh?
Oh, he's a bad motherfucker.
He was awesome.
He's got a great book where he actually shows, it's got... The Deep Self has directions on how to make a tank.
Yeah.
Shows you how to make it.
Well, that precursed the Sanamari tank I got, isn't it? Sanamari is
Samadhi.
Samadhi.
Yeah, that's what I had too. I had one of those as well. Now I got a Float Lab one, the new crazy version. Have I showed you that?
Not yet.
Oh,
I can't wait
to
see it.
It's in the basement. You're going to trip. It's the craziest thing.
I think they're awesome, you know, and I think a lot of people have never really been able to meditate within themselves. And when you get in this tank and there's no resistance on your body and you can actually, you don't really hear and you don't really see and you feel the same temperature as the surroundings around you, you really feel so boundless. And it's truly.
You're flying through space, man.
You're flying
through
space.
It's a spaceship. It's a spaceship, man. That downstairs is a fucking portal to another world. It really is.
It really is.
When you learn how to relax, once you learn how to relax, and it takes a few times, you have to do it a bunch of times, and depending on your personality, how good you are truly letting go. But if you really learn how to let go, man, you go on trips in that thing.
Dude, I used to, I'd set an alarm at like 4 a.m. if I went to sleep before midnight, and I'd just like walk, because I had mine in my bedroom, I'd walk right to my tank, get back in it, and like go back to sleep. And like 4, 5, 6 o'clock, I would always wake up before 7, feeling like, man, I just slept for so long, and I felt great, and my dreams would be so lucid, so incredibly real and tangible, and holy shit, I want to go write them down lucid.
That's intense. So you only had to walk a couple steps, so you barely woke up.
Oh, I barely woke
and
up.
You
that's
went
right back out. Bam.
Oh, that's amazing.
You got it. It's awesome.
Mine's too far from my fucking bed. in the walking, I'd wake up going, what the fuck are you doing with your life, Rogan? Getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, you fucking weirdo.
To go meditate.
And then I'll go on the internet and check my Twitter. Hmm,
on the way
down. Ooh, UFOs. The Congress is UFOs. What's going on here? Next thing you know, it'll be an hour later. Yeah. I'll be like, I'm going to get some breakfast, man. I'm fucking hungry.
Totally awake, sipping coffee.
Did you see that shit that was on CNN? But all these former U.S. Air Force employees are coming out about UFOs
around nuclear arms.
Around nuclear facilities. That's fucking trippy shit, man. I wonder if these guys are all just nuts. I wonder if these guys are all kooks, or if they're like disinformation guys that work for the government. And the government wants us to think there's fucking real UFOs. So they can just distract the shit
out
of people.
Control mechanism.
Yeah, and meanwhile, Obama's passing all this legislation, making it easier for people to wiretap your emails and get into your fucking Twitter account, your Facebook pages, and they're passing all this legislation right under everybody's noses. I wonder if that's what it is. I wonder if it's just a distraction tactic.
I truly believe it is.
I mean, the UN appointed some chick to be the ambassador when the aliens come. Listen, bitch, you don't speak for me.
Is that real?
Okay. Yes! The UN just appointed an ambassador.
And what the fuck's her job? Just sit around and wait?
She is I believe she's an astrophysicist, and her job is to communicate with the aliens. You don't talk for me, hooker.
Can I just say something? I got a dog. We have been on this planet evolving with dogs for thousands of years, and we don't speak Doberman. We don't speak German Shepherd. And how do we think that they're going to show up and suddenly we're going to be like, sit.
Right.
Good alien.
Up.
It's fucking hilarious.
Well,
up.
The idea.
Alien want a snack?
The idea is that they're going to be so much more intelligent
Unreal.
Than us. They're going to be able to understand what our language is. They'll be able to decipher our language. That's the hope and the dream.
I think they're going to show up and think, food, man, you look soft and juicy.
Well, what I'm
That's
always
what
said
we do.
Is
I'm
if you look
these people.
If you look at what
wow.
if you look at what
maybe they
every
just eat
single,
us, we'd be like cows, you know? Herd
you
them
look
up.
If you look at what every single intelligent life form on this planet does, they're going to make sure that they exploit everything weaker than them. That's the ethic of space. It seems like it's the ethic of life on this planet. That's survival of the fittest. And when you're the fittest, you get to fuck the ones who are not as fit. That's just the way it is. What human beings do to dolphins and SeaWorld and what we do to killer whales, we know the killer whales rescue human beings that fall off boats. We know that there's never been a case in the wild of a killer whale, a documented case, killing a human. The only times they've ever done
other
it
than SeaWorld?
That's the only times they've ever done it is in
Can't
captivity. And we know what dolphins do. Dolphins kill baby dolphins so that they can force the female dolphin to fuck. Dolphins are ruthless, man.
Is that true?
Yes, fuck yeah, it's true. Yeah.
They kill the baby
dolphins?
They kill
the babies.
How do they kill them?
They kill them with their face.
Arr.
They kill them, yeah. And that's one of the reasons. Well, yeah, dolphins rape the fuck out of each other, too. And one of the reasons why female dolphins are whores is female dolphins are super slutty. And the reason being is because they have to fuck as many male dolphins as possible so that when they have babies, those male dolphins won't kill the babies. So the male dolphin will go, I
could be
that
mine.
Bitch. That might be mine. Damn. They like her because they get to fuck her.
Where'd you
and
get
so,
this?
It's all
breakdown.
True. It's all from documentaries. And so the idea being that the mother does not breed while she's with the baby. So it takes like 6 years or something like that before she's willing to breed again.
Before she breeds again?
It's before she breeds again because she has to take care of the babies.
How long does a dolphin live?
That's a good question. I don't know. Huh. I don't know, but
you need
dolphins,
to know a lot about their sex life.
Dolphins are... Well, I'm a freak. I'm a freak, son.
I'm thinking about fucking one of those
I'm
dolphins.
I've
been thinking about fucking one for a while.
Oh, my
They're
God.
They're so pretty.
If it only had a sheep's pussy, but it was a dolphin.
Right. I'd be in there, son.
Put those two together.
Yeah, if you
be
could
the perfect
fuck it and it could drag you through the water at the same
time.
Yeah. Imagine that.
Take you on trips
You go
and
like 30
it.
Miles an hour.
You better be able to hold your breath.
God damn, that'd be good.
You're going to need to design some new dolphin that you can fuck.
That's right.
Or maybe you could just climb on the back of a dolphin and just get a fleshlight attached to the dolphin.
You could probably do that.
Could be.
I heard it already feels good. There's videos on the internet of people fucking dolphins. Have you seen those?
No. Is that that can't be real.
That's totally real.
No one's fucking dolphins, dude.
I'll show it to you.
How's that possible?
Huh?
Their penis comes out and the woman gets underneath it?
I don't remember.
You making this show?
No, I'm not.
No.
There's videos, tons of videos of people fucking dolphins.
Can't be tons.
Actual sex, Brian?
Yes.
I need some clarification.
I'll show you one.
Okay, we need to go deep on this one.
True story?
Yes. We can't just leave people out there thinking that there's human
I wonder how many people
dolphins.
Are right now going, this is bullshit. I will look myself.
Dolphins oh, a sucks. Lot of people. That's the beautiful thing about the internet now. You know, I mean, instantly you can find out. You can Google and at least get the general consensus. I mean, you can't find out who killed Kennedy. There's some shit you can't find out.
But you can Google yes on 19. And
yes.
Help us win in California.
Yeah.
Proposition it's like 34 days
19.
Away. Yeah, it's yeson19.com.
34 days away. And what are the most recent polls?
Recent poll show us winning. Depends on whose poll you look at, Fox or what have you. And wow, they make very human sounds. And,
what are you doing, Brian?
He's looking up. What, you said it wasn't
true. Is it real?
Don't tell him it's not true.
Real. It's not real. That
well,
real.
He's on an iPhone.
That one's a guy with a fucking
dolphin, by Apple.
Dolphin uniform.
Apple isn't going to let you look at porn.
Yeah, man. How do you think you're going to look at that on that?
They're going to say no dolphin porn, no good.
Yeah, but they can't stop you from going to all those websites now. They go to HTML5 because of the iPad. All the porn websites, none of them are flash based anymore. They're like, oh, really? You can't get on the iPad? Oh, let's just change this shit up, son.
Whoa.
They change everything to HTML5, and then that works on your iPad, and then you can watch porn on your iPad.
Who would have known innovation leading the way again?
It's porn leading the way.
Hey, there are a lot of Christians who need their porn.
They do.
You know?
How about that new dude that got busted? What's his name? Eddie Long? Is that his name? The new big black preacher got
busted.
Yeah,
how's
that? Banging some boys.
I'm just saying.
What is his name?
Dude, that's double bad because, you know, brothers ain't supposed to be even thinking like
that.
Yeah, you know?
Brothers do not get
no
down with
homo,
the gay.
No homo, man. That's
why the Proposition 8 passed in California. A lot of gay people were really pissed off at black folks.
Well,
because black folks voted some ridiculous number.
Hey,
ridiculous percentage
those
voted
white
for
folks
it.
Should be mad at their Christian siblings who brought Christianity to all these poor people, you know, because that's really the problem.
Okay, well, you're going
fake
back
morals,
a little
man.
Bit far with your blame there, fella.
Whoa.
What is this guy's name? Ed Long? What was the guy's name that got busted? I want to read this online.
Could it be Ed Long? That's like his porn
no,
name.
No, you're right.
Due to the size of the dolphin's dick, the best way you can have sex with a male dolphin is to masturbate him.
Brian.
Yeah,
not a male dolphin.
Is,
what about a female?
His name is Ed Long. His name is. It's Eddie Long. Yes.
Eddie Long?
It's true. Eddie Long. That's
you couldn't write this fiction. You really couldn't, man.
It's like, you remember when that there was a...
Eddie Long.
Yeah.
Bishop
Eddie
Long.
Name, man.
It's all in the name. You know it right
from
the jump.
Here's the best part. Homie's got a pink tie.
Oh.
How about that?
So he's the one taking it.
Yeah, we're watching it. Not necessarily.
With the pink tie? Kind of soft.
Yeah, but everything else is black.
Whoa.
His outfit's dark and strong, powerful. He's just letting you know, I'm into that boy pussy.
Whoa. Bring him the flashlight.
This is a big ad. They
could
make you watch ads now.
Yeah, they're good at it. Captive ads. They're saying, fuck your TiVo.
I know. It's like the only time I ever watch ads now are when I'm trying to watch a YouTube clip. Or
it's
this
evil.
Is CNN.com.
A&E.
Hey, you know what, man? It's only 30 seconds. Whatever.
Whoa, of my life added up.
So this guy, this Eddie Long, another Christian man in a position of power that it turns out was actually banging boys. Shocking.
What if like the Catholic Church has been run by gays who are angry at the straight people this whole time? Right? And they get to wear their dresses and have their fabulous cars and drink out of their gold chalices and be covered in all these colors and live in total secrecy and then pick out the little gay kids right out of
the
straight audience.
The only flaw is that they hate Madonna.
Whoa, what do you mean Madonna?
The churches hate Madonna, you know?
And gay people love Madonna.
Gay people love Madonna, so that's...
See,
that
therefore,
throws,
your analysis does not hold water.
Whoa, I think it's true.
That's what you think it is? That it's
think,
an ancient gay cult?
Yeah.
Makes
the Pope,
sense.
Pope wearing a dress?
Yeah, of course, the
ain't
whole
gay.
Deal. What's up with that crazy fish head hat?
All of them at the Vatican. Let me
All
think.
Of them.
I don't want to fuck women. I want to go live with men for the rest of my life. Pretty much a gay.
And you're not even allowed to masturbate? Why not just...
Oh, nocturnal emissions. Whoa, you can't even dream about getting off.
Well, how about saltpeter? That shit they give them to keep them from getting horny?
That's not true.
It's not real?
It's an urban myth, pretty much.
It's an urban myth? But they still actually give it to them. Saltpeter's real shit,
dude. Some sodium stuff, I think. No, I don't think it is.
Might
not
work.
They say it in jail all the time. They say, oh, there's saltpeter in the food.
Really?
I don't know. Whatever. I can't say.
Yeah,
I still dream of my girlfriends and wake up feeling fairly aroused. Even
well,
if I'm
I don't
in prison.
Think there really is saltpeter in jail. That's one of those urban legend type things.
It's
but
total urban legend.
The whole idea is ridiculous. The whole idea that anybody would ask you to not have sex. Like, why would God give me a dick if I didn't want to use it?
God, don't procreate. Go.
Yeah. God doesn't not only want you to procreate, doesn't want you to feel affection, doesn't want you to love someone.
I love how people that talk about, you know, there's no evolution, there's just creationism. They don't want to talk about incestual relations between Adam and Eve and all their kids.
Yeah, what's up
with that?
Where
the fuck that come from? God show up again with a new boat? Hey, I got new fresh meat.
Yeah, there's a bunch of
here you go
brothers
for the garden.
And sisters fucking like crazy.
That would be what it had to be, wouldn't it? If you go with the Christians, and then they did all this in 6,000 years. So what's up? You're my brother. What's
up?
Yeah,
that's
my
okay.
Christian
Just
brother.
Don't eat that apple. That shit's bad.
No, and you know,
don't listen
I
to
love
that,
that in the union. That was the first prohibition. The prohibition of thou shalt not eat from the tree of knowledge. And who was the big cop, right? God. Yeah, right? And how many people? Two people he had to police. And God, according to Christian mythology, couldn't handle prohibition.
Yeah, how hilarious is it God would make some shit that he didn't want you to eat? I'm tell you, don't eat it. I'm telling you, I will fuck your world up. Oh, you ate that apple that I told you not to eat? Well, guess what? You don't ever get a second chance. You're fucked forever. Your whole species is fucked.
Joe, do you ever wonder if that snake, that one snake, the original snake, ever made it, if he made it on Noah's Ark? Do you ever think about that? Like,
no, because that snake was the devil. Yeah, it wasn't really
was
a snake.
Serpent. That was
see, that's how much I know. I was just like, I was hoping that snake made it.
Maybe that snake is all around us all the time.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
The whole idea that, you know, they'll make fun of fucking Muslims, or they'll make fun of Scientologists. They'll make fun of, you know, like, oh, they've got the wrong thing. You better come to Jesus.
But see, I argue that everybody's an atheist because a Jew doesn't believe in a Christian God, and a Christian God doesn't believe in Buddha, and a Buddha doesn't believe in a Jewish God, and none of them believe in Muhammad. So it's really, they're all atheists because they don't believe in anything but their little fantasy, truthfully.
So they're all atheists to somebody else's shit.
To somebody else's shit. They don't believe in their other gods. So bam, suddenly we're in alignment. I just don't also believe with any of their gods.
It's amazing that there are so many different religions. Hundreds, literally.
We were lost. We needed direction. We needed someone to walk up and go, amazing. I know where the food is. I know where you'll be warm. I know how to heal you sick when you die, and come with me.
Right. It's amazing that there's so many different religions. But even though we know that they all say different shit, everyone is willing to die believing that the one they believe is right, even though there's so many examples of contradicting ideas. For whatever fucking reason, we compartmentalize that when we, you know, go down the road of being a Mormon or go down the road of being a Catholic or a Baptist. We just don't look at it.
This is my team and screw your team, and it's a very NFL mentality, you know, rah rah my team, boo your team.
It's all the same shit.
It is all the same shit.
When I was in Indiana for a UFC, anybody who fought somebody from Indiana, even if they were American, they would boo them.
Really?
You're not from Indiana. Boo!
Oh, that's
this
redneck.
Is our local boy.
It's Hoosiers.
But think about it. Indiana's great. Don't get me wrong. But the mentality is so fucked up that you're booing against other Americans because they're not from a similar place. They're not within a certain distance of where you sleep, so you don't even like them right now. Boo, he's going up against our guy. Like, we don't just have Americans versus the rest of the world. We'll go down to neighborhoods. We'll break it down to neighborhoods. We'll break it down to the Hatfields and the McCoys, you know?
The problem with Indiana is there's nothing else to fucking do there, and they're not known for much in Indiana. And so that movie Hoosiers came out. Everyone was like, sports is now our big thing. So now it's seriously.
The movie came out because sports is a big thing.
Right. But they're so proud of that movie, and that because that's all they have, kind of living in Indiana.
They used to have this thing called the Indianapolis 500. That was kind of big. The rednecks too.
Yeah, they have a lot of shit, dude.
Yeah, so it's very sportsy.
We've got to bring farming back to the Midwest. Is what we got to do. We got to
weed
really
farming.
Bring
you bring it back to weed,
not
right?
Weed, man, but hemp. We need hemp, man.
Well, I know.
Look, Farm Aid right now is in its 25th year, and the problem with it is 25 years, and they've gotten where because all these people they're trying to convince they've built their farms on corn and cotton. Are completely wrong, and they're not going to have any economic independence back until they get their hemp back.
John Cougar Mellencamp came onto the screen, and they booed him.
Really?
Boo.
In Indiana?
Yep.
He's from Indiana.
He is. They think he's
they didn't
a liberal.
Get the cue card?
He's a liberal.
Oh, he's liberal.
Fucking
really?
Liberal.
Whoa.
It was crazy. They showed him. I expected everybody to go ape shit. Boo. Boo.
You know, in Ohio, the farms are getting so bad that they're like closing farms left and right that a lot of the farms are turning into shopping centers. Where my mom lived, just in 5 years, used to be farms everywhere. And now it's like commercial buildings and just they're losing all these farms because there's no money in it or something's not going on right in the farming industry in Ohio.
Well, it's very difficult to run a farm and make a profit. It's incredibly difficult. It's so fucking hard.
Especially when you're up against unfair trade practices and fucking fuels that come from 9,000 miles away.
Well, how about seeds? You know, you don't even own your seeds when you're a farmer. When you get seeds from Monsanto.
GMO is a big deal. And you know what? Hemp is the one thing that we need to really push that we don't have GMO control of. We have to stand up and ask for, you know, our civil rights back. We have to demand them back, in fact. I mean, when we outlawed
this plant. Well, let's explain the seeds thing, though. What I was saying is seeds, when you buy buy seeds, if you're a farmer and you buy these seeds that have been made by this company,
Monsanto.
You don't own those seeds. You got those seeds, and when you plant your new plants and you grow, like, say, if you grow peppers, you can't take the seeds out of those peppers and grow more peppers.
Oh, really? Because
you don't own that.
That's right.
You don't own that. Right. They'll sue you.
Is it like copywritten?
They'll sue you if you choose. Yeah, it's incredible.
Monsanto has actually people that go around and test crops of people that they suspect are using a generation away from their last seed.
Wow.
And it's really scary. I mean, and you know,
how crazy is that?
Now, can you take those seeds and like make new versions of that seed?
No,
or it can't have any trace of it at all. Is it even traceable?
Genetically modified, so they know what the genome of this particular plant that they've created is.
Right.
So if you have that shit in your field, you have to pay them every year. Every year,
wow.
You have to pay for new seeds. You can't – the way people always did it is you grew tomatoes, you took the seeds from the tomatoes, you grew more tomatoes. You can't do that now. It's illegal.
Wow.
Like, that is the nuttiest shit ever. And that's the number one reason for genetically modifying food is to control the market. And that's the number one reason also why marijuana will always remain illegal to a lot of people, or they'll want to keep it illegal, rather, is because they can't control it.
No. You know, hemp is grown in every industrialized country other than America.
It's amazing. Right. How crazy is that? Canada, right up north, right above us.
Right.
They're growing it.
They grow all of the seed products that are in Whole Foods and all that nutrition.
So all this is money that farmers could be making.
Here.
All this shit. All this
that's absolutely
they're
right.
stealing from them, these cunts.
Yeah, the government is stealing from them.
Stealing.
Hugely.
I love this
and
country,
it's stealing
guys.
It by denying
it's
them their
best
own
country
history.
Everywhere.
It's the fucking best country. It's going to Indiana.
Proud
to
be an American.
NASCAR.
At least I know I'm free.
They're going to bomb California is what they're going to do.
What are they going to do, man? Because when that Proposition 9 takes over.
19.
And 19. Proposition 19. I was thinking gay. It's one above 8. The when that shit goes into effect, if and when, it's going to change the culture. The big change. It's going to be in people's behavior. Because you can talk all the paper you want, but what the most fascinating thing to me is what it does to people socially. It changes the fuck out of human beings.
Right. Well, you know, some of the things that people are coming out against Proposition 19 is saying is that it's going to lend itself to corporations, and that's not true. Corporations are
Who's saying that?
Well, believe it or not, we have a lot of people that are in the medical marijuana industry that don't want to see Prop 19 pass because they're comfortable right now and they're profiteering, and they don't want to see, you know, a status quo change. And it's really sad because these are the people that benefit the most when their local communities allow them to start selling to anybody over 21 without a doctor's note.
Right, but the doctors who've been making their living for all these years giving away prescriptions and charging $150 a pop, that's that source of income these guys have. That's
doctors
the problem.
Were historically wealthy, and they'll do fine actually practicing medicine, I'm sure.
Maybe, but when you're set up for years and years and years just giving out medical marijuana prescriptions and you're comfortable with it, then all of a sudden something's going to come along to make your business go away,
right.
And you're going to have to come up with some whole new business.
But
if you're a selfish douchebag, I could see where you'd be like, man, I don't want this
to pass. Isn't that why the alcohol beverage industry is giving to the campaign against us?
Of course.
You know? Isn't that why all these self-interested companies are stepping up?
Yeah, it's all the same thing, but we don't expect it out of the medical marijuana doctor.
Another lie I heard was that big tobacco money's behind this when it's such bullshit.
Proposition 19?
Yes, when you can look up and see where all the money came from.
Dumbest thing ever.
It realistically, though, Prop 19 was passed by somebody that, as somebody I've known for over 15 years, he's a really good person. That really just wanted to do the right thing. He wanted to put forward a more liberal initiative, but he had cash and he polled the initiatives and he found that more liberal initiatives were not polling well enough to actually pass. So he actually pulled back on the verbiage until he got an initiative that polled well enough to pass. And what a lot of people don't realize is that this is not the means to the end. This is a means to the end. It's not the end. It's just one small step in the evolution of getting our freedoms back. And this Prop 19 is going to be one step closer to having our rights back. And what a lot of people aren't talking about, which is pissing me off, is that we got Meg Whitman buying her way into the governorship. And we have Steve Cooley, who has been the guy down here in L.A., for those of you who don't live in L.A., who has been closing down all the Los Angeles pot clubs. And if this guy gets the top cop position in the state of California and Prop 19 loses, all of these idiots, and I'll say you are idiots, that are going against Prop 19 that are selling medical marijuana are going to lose your businesses and lose your freedoms. And the only thing that's going to protect you right now is if everybody in the state gets the rights that you have been getting for the last 14 years since medical marijuana passed.
Well, let's not concentrate on these dildos. Let's concentrate on that. Yeah, let's concentrate on that cop.
What's the cop's name? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Steve Cooley is...
This is the guy...
...that's running for attorney general, and he's basically running against somebody that's against the death penalty. And in California, you might as well be running against somebody unopposed.
He's running against someone who's against the death penalty?
Yes.
Oh, so he's running unopposed.
In that sense, he is, yeah. Absolutely. And when he gets in, his agenda is to do in the state what he's already done in L.A.
Well, why does he want to shut down medical pot stores?
Ideologically, who knows? Who knows what he's invested in? Who knows what his reality's from?
It's
who
whoever knows is what it's, a part you know, of his campaign.
It's
now,
all
what
part
happens?
Of his life, you know. Who knows who really he's loyal to in that sense, you know?
But there's something. There's some campaign contributions. There's something. There's something going on.
I would love to be able
to
find it, follow the money forensically, and see exactly where
it
what changed
be,
these
right?
people. Because in some ways, there's got to be strings pulling them. You know, and it's not cheap to run a campaign in the state of California. You need to get on the side of people with a lot of money.
Well, that's
and
where that
hot
Meg Whitman
people
chick
don't have
is
a
strange.
Lot of collective money.
That
oh, Meg
Whitman
is blowing
chick,
big money.
She is very, very rich. And what is she? What was her position in eBay? She had something to do with eBay.
She, I thought, founded.
Not founded. She was the one that was brought in and like brought them from being a very small
right.
company to a very large company. She helped organize them and she rode their growth curve.
Right. Okay, so she made a ton of money off eBay and now she wants to be the governor and she's spending how much money to do this?
She's already spent over $100 million of her own money to become governor. Yeah.
$100 million for a job that pays $200,000 a year?
Google it, people.
How much does it pay?
It pays nothing. And this is a scary report. It's like, what do you think she's going to accomplish with this
doing?
$100 million influence?
What is she doing this for?
It's testament to their ego, you know? It's building a big, you know... Why did Arnold do it, too? And you know, this is
did
the
you
part...
just turn my volume down?
No.
This is the part that kind of bothers me, is that this is more of what we've had for a long time. It's just that now we're looking at it and we're grossed out by it. But don't think before newspapers and internet carried the word that robber barons weren't running politics going back to the 30s and 40s and 50s. And when I say they, I don't mean to sound like some conspiracy nut. I mean to sound like somebody that's realistic about the fact that alcohol got together after Prohibition and went, yo, who's our competition? Oh, these kids are smoking this loco weed out of... and then
right.
we should
okay,
go after
but let's
that.
Let's look at it this way. Okay, this
but
Meg
that's
Whip-
true.
Okay, okay. Okay, this Meg Whitman woman, she is obviously very wealthy. So it's going to be very difficult to buy a person who's very wealthy. She's very wealthy. So why would this very wealthy person want to stop medical marijuana in California? Because that is what she wants to do. What would be her motivation? Because it would not be financial, right? She doesn't need the money. She's spending $100 million
Can
to
I
become
say this?
Governor. You don't think that the alcohol companies for sure are not giving her $100 million to kill
when
weed.
You have that much money, Joe, it isn't sitting in a locker at the edge of your bed. It's sitting in investments, and I'd love to know what her portfolio is vested in because she has people that are actually standing there saying, this is what I'll advise you to do. And anybody that's advising somebody that has literally hundreds of millions of dollars vested away is going to say, listen, this initiative is bad for your liquor investments. It's bad for your pharmaceutical investments. It's bad for your
petrochemical investments. So you think it's purely a financial decision on her part?
I think a lot of why we're dealing with prohibition and why we're dealing with people that are against it is because of the financial connections they have. And the more wealthy they are, the more people lean against them. How few, in a sense, do we have of you? Because here you are a guy that made it in TV. 5 years on news radio, 5+ years on Fear Factor. You have a career. You will have advisors around you saying, listen, Joe, if you do stupid stuff, it's going to not get you the big jobs. It'll pay a lot of money. And then I'm not going to make money. So are those persons going to advise you to go be the activist that you've become? Or are they going to say, bro, really? Because I know that a lot of other actors have to stop and think, man, I won't get hired if I start getting all radical. And that's what they really believe. So they towed the line. You are so rare because you haven't towed the line. You said, fuck it. I'd rather be happy and be myself than be some slave to a corporate, you know, dictation.
Yeah, well, you don't have to do it that way. Those guys are pussies.
A lot of them are.
That's really what it is.
But when
you
I look
yourself,
at it.
Yourself, as long as you're a nice person.
But how few Woody Harrelsons and Joe Rogans do we have speaking up for the right reasons?
Well, you know what? A lot of people have families and they want to play it safe and they feel conservative and they get paranoid and they don't trust in the greater good of humanity and people's ability to see what they're seeing. They don't have faith in their ability to express themselves so that people understand the point of view that they have and where they're coming from.
Right.
And
they'll
confidence
actually,
in my ability to express myself.
And you do it for us all
well,
in
I think
a way that
it's important for everybody. I think everybody should and would do it. If you're a rational thinking person, why would you live your life pretending to be something other than who you are? You know, why would you not want people to know about something that's radically changed the way you look at the world? Why would you not want to? Why? Because fucking Meg Whitman says it's bad? Look at that bitch. Get the fuck out of
Did
here.
Did she quit or get fired from eBay?
I don't know. She's a woman who wants to be in control of things. And that's always freaky
she
to me.
Probably
I don't need
this.
A mom.
Isn't
okay?
eBay, 75% of eBay's audience stone people in the middle of the night buying shit? She should know her audience.
I don't know.
She probably pulled a Sarah Palin.
She probably got fired.
You know?
She's
just whacked away. for more lucrative investments.
It's creepy, man. Women that want to run shit creep me out.
No.
I know it sounds gross, but
no,
it's totally
true. No, it shouldn't
true.
Sound gross.
Why? Because Hillary Clinton, she doesn't creep you out?
She is a
creeper.
Creeps
me the fuck out.
Right.
But Condoleezza Rice, if Condoleezza Rice was running things, don't you think he'd freak the fuck out?
Way creepy. But creepy, there's a lot of dude. Creepy guys. Dick Cheney
creepy. Right, they're creepy too. I'm not saying I want guys running shit, but at least they've been doing that forever. When a chick wants to hop in there and compete with the men, I'm like, what are you, crazy bitch? What are you doing? You're not balanced. You ain't no fucking yogi. You're not going to see through the maze. You're fucking just as crazy as the men, if not crazier, because you have to, because you're a woman.
And because they're going to prove that they're tougher than the men they're replacing.
I was terrified.
And that scares me.
There was a moment where Hillary Clinton was running for president where I was thinking, you know what? She's going to win. And what if she wins and she gets into a position where one of these crazy fucks from another country tests her because she's a woman? I mean, if assuming that political power is real and that the president really has any say and that anybody in another country really does pay attention to him, that it's not all this big gigantic Bilderberger meeting group, assuming that a president is real. Could you imagine what Putin would do if he sat across from fucking Hillary Clinton or Sarah Palin at some sort of a negotiations
meeting?
It's
horrible.
He would crush them.
Isn't
it? Mock them. He would.
Well, because
he would,
most cultures put their most intellectually capable people in power, and not their best idiots. The
well,
class
it's just,
clowns.
I mean, it's just it's not that men should be running shit.
Right.
It's not, because I think
the most capable
I think
people.
The idea of the alpha, the idea of having a leader is fucking ridiculous. I think it's some archaic shit that we have to figure a new way around. So I'm not saying that men should be running shit, but I'm
totally
saying that anybody
that.
Who's a woman that wants to run shit, like, that's kind of crazy. Like, you don't even have a dick. Why are you trying to control everything? What are you doing? Why are you trying to fucking grab the reins?
I don't
what
know.
Are you doing? I don't want to be president. Okay, I don't want to be a leader. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that I am better than a woman who would be doing the job. I'm saying when I see a woman who wants to be a leader, I understand the man wanting to be a leader. It makes sense to me. Even if I don't believe in it or agree with it, I understand it. When I see a woman that's wanting to do it, I'm like, look at that crazy bitch. That's what I think. I think you want to be the king of the world and you're a chick? Whoa. You know,
but yet Iceland's not in wars, and they had a
they
female president
over there. It's frozen.
I was starting to think of all the female leaders around the world. I'm like, there's a lot. Actually,
it's totally sexist.
A whole lot
for
of
me.
Queen Beatrices.
It's totally sexist. Don't get me wrong, but I don't think anybody should be a leader. I think the whole idea
I like
is
that
based
so much
on
when
some.
You say that.
It's based on some leftover fucking shit from back when we were a tribe of 200 monkey people, and we needed a leader to protect us from the other monkey people who wanted to rape our women and take our food. I mean, that's what it is. The idea that one person can represent the whole country, like a president, I don't give a fuck if he has a cabinet. I don't give a the idea that there's a one guy that stands there and, ladies and gentlemen, the president of the United States. You know, like,
he's
come
just
on.
The voice,
no,
it's even the voice, even the figurehead, even
it's
the
a descendant of royalty. It certainly
it's
is.
An avatar.
It
the
is.
The whole idea is ridiculous. It's so
but
ridiculous.
But they created our whole structure in America to compete against what they were fighting. Which
and then they
England.
Became that and worse.
And they became way worse. Right. Way worse. It's beautiful. I love this.
I'm going to hear so much shit from my female friends.
Well, thanks.
You don't think women should be running things?
Oh.
What does that mean? You think men do it better? Maybe men have been doing it wrong for so long. Maybe it'd be good for a woman to give it a try. Like,
you're definitely comfortable in your relationship, John.
That's not a worldly thing to say if she's a woman.
What do you mean?
Meaning, like, I would never, you know what I mean? I'm not going to be like, yeah, fuck, women should be presidents. You know, right now I'm like, yeah.
What was his name,
women
John Bobbitt?
Totally to be president.
What are you talking about?
He's saying he's afraid to get his dick cut off when he goes home, and he's obviously saying you're not.
No, bro, what he's saying is you misread. He's saying is he's trying to pretend to be someone indifferent so he's attractive to females.
I'm not going
to
start bashing the female race.
That's
right
what it
now.
Is. I'm not bashing the female's race. Listen,
oh
most
my God,
women.
No, female
that's how
race.
Women's
okay,
take that.
Listen, well, the women that take that are cunts. And you, listen, I'm not bashing the female race because I'm not bashing the male race that doesn't want to be president. Right. You know, most of the male race doesn't want to be president. You don't want to be president. It's not a male thing. It's a leader thing.
It
but
is.
What I'm saying is I understand the creepy fuck control freak men. I understand that instinct. But when I see a chick that wants to rock that.
Right.
I go, what's going on there? You see,
weird.
Like, Sarah Palin? I guess one way Sarah Palin is just this dummy that got stuck into a nice position and she's trying to make some money. I mean, that's really
right.
What it is. But after a while, it's not that anymore. After a while, it's like, well, you're the figurehead for the retard movement and you're just like them and you got a microphone on you and there's a spotlight on you. And, oh, now you're a fucking problem because you never were supposed to get to this point. And somehow you've artificially been inserted into the public consciousness with no merit. And now all the retards go, just like me! Woo! I hope and they rise up and start these fucking Tea Party rallies. Have you watched any of that shit?
They're crazy.
God damn.
Insane.
And Glenn Beck is just making gold underwear and gold socks and diamond covered fucking cars. I mean, that guy must be just scraping it in with rakes. He's so obviously full of shit too. It's like his game only works on the dumb. It only, but there's so many dumb people. It's a very effective tactic. Him and her together, man, they scare the fuck out of me.
Double dumb.
Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin, if they combined forces like they did at that Tea Party meeting,
first president.
Dude, they could run for president, man. That's real shit.
I hope the first president's a black lady with a lisp that's totally a lesbian. I hope it's like every single horrible thing that's wrong with, you know, like, you know, banning gay marriage, you know, women presidents. I hope it's all combined into one like super president that just pisses off everybody.
I hope it's an alien.
An alien.
I hope an alien wins in the disguise of a human being and then tells everybody.
Now that we have a diplomat, listen, we'd like to use
now
her.
That I'm in place and I'm running shit, you bitches need to sit the fuck down. We've been thinking about exterminating you fucks for about 50 years now.
I thought your concept of together. Us being mold was really accurate.
Well, it is a giant life form. It's mm-hmm. a giant life form on a superorganism. That's yep. what the human race is. The human race is on Earth. Earth is a life form. It is a superorganism. You know, we don't think of planets that support life as a life form, but because it's an environment where life grows. But I'm not so sure about that. If you look at lava and the center and the magnetic core, and you look at the magnetosphere and the atmosphere, yeah. and like this is like it's not just a place where life is. It's almost like a system.
It's alive and
it
we're
might be conscious. Yeah. We don't know what's conscious, man. We're guessing, and we assume that conscious means that it can talk like us and move like us, but we don't know. We don't. There's a lot of evidence that there might be something going on inside trees, some sort of a fucking reaction that trees and plants have to people.
Well, think of cellular intelligence. You know? And that's really where we've always thought, oh, it's in our brain, and then there's this myth that we don't even use our own brain, all of our brain, and it's like, really? Do you know how many of us are you stupid that you believe that your whole body's not actually shooting it off? All marks right now, and I think that our capability of intelligence is really, really deep.
Well, that's a metaphor, I think, for wasted potential. Like people have this idea, sure. you know, that we're only using 10% of our brains. If we just really concentrate, like no one even knows what that means. What does that mean? You're only using 10% of your brain. What's going on with the other 90% of your brain? Like,
we don't I even think know it's what the, useful.
Well, you know how we know how the brain works? When we blow holes in parts of the brain, we shoot people in parts of their head, and then we go, oh, you can't see anymore. I guess that's the part where you see out of.
It is.
You know? Oh, we drill a hole here, and he still talks. Of a sudden he's calm. Well, I guess this is the part that makes him aggressive. We'll just drill a hole in that bitch.
Well, that was a lobotomy.
Yeah. That's what they did. When people got a little nutty, they go, look, what do you want to do? You want to kill him? You want to drill a fucking hole in his head and see if we can fix him?
One flew over the cuckoo's nest.
Yeah, one flew far.
Yeah, they would fix people by drilling holes in their head. Holla back.
Holla back, y'all.
Do you know, you ever, there's a whole group of humans that voluntarily put holes in their head, and they believe that it alleviates pressure and gives them euphoria, and that the pressure of the growing brain trapped inside the skull causes headaches and all sorts of problems. And in Africa, there's fucking cultures that have done this where they literally cut the entire skull. I posted it on Twitter. See if you can find it. I mean, I don't know what you would look under. There's a term for it. There's a term for it for
extreme
cutting holes in someone's head where they call – shit, I'm fucking up here. Because there's an actual term for it. But people do it on purpose. It's like it's a – see if you can find that.
But
man.
People are crazy.
Voluntary holes
tree
in head. Yes,
tree panning.
TREPANING.
It's often relieve pressure beneath a surface. Blah blah blah.
Yeah, and there's a video of these African dudes where they do it with no anesthesia, and they do it with these fucking stone tools. They like strip away your fucking scalp and cut out your bone.
And they
don't just do it once. They do it as many as 20 times. They
in a life? One,
yeah, and they fuck their brains up. Because dudes are, not only that, they have to wear hats from then on.
I'm sure.
Because their brain is exposed. There's a canoe-shaped cutout on the top of their fucking skull.
Dr. John Clark was the first one to do it in 1664.
And he taught the Africans how to do it?
That's what they're saying. U.S. I'm sorry, U.S.
U.S.
American.
Well, what who knows? Kind of? It might have been just like religion. We brought Christianity over to Africa.
It's just his first physician to perform it in the U.S.
And he did it as alleviating pressure on someone?
Yeah.
Whoa. It's like, if that's you crazy. Can think about it, someone's out there doing it, man. You've seen those women in Suri, is that where it is in Africa, where they cut their lip and stick a plate in it? Have you seen that shit? You know what I'm talking. You never seen the plates in the lower lips?
Yeah. I didn't know the Suri. I didn't know the name.
It's the most insane thing. It's not just weird. The bigger the plate, the more cows they're worth when they get married. So, like, say if you want to marry my daughter, okay, and she's got a giant-ass fucking plate, I'm like, bitch, that's a 50-cow plate. You got to come strong, son.
Right.
So dudes would have to give
up
a herd. They have to give up a herd because she's willing to carry around this giant plate in her lips.
What else is she
willing
to
carry? They bang
their
teeth out, too. They have to bang their lower teeth out because the plate sits there, and you can't get a full plate in there if you have the lower teeth. So when the plate starts getting big, they have to smash their teeth out.
Yeah. Mm. Can you imagine what blowjobs feel like?
How much does Africa suck that people are willing to do that? You're willing to put plates in your lips and cut holes in your head.
Thing where they stretch the neck out.
It's all Africa.
That's fucking crazy.
They must be so freaked out that they got stuck in Africa. They're like, look, we're going to make this interesting.
Right.
Here we are, stuck running from hyenas and getting eaten by crocodiles and shit. We're going to have to stretch our necks out. Let's make our necks real big.
Wow. Who knows why they do these things?
Well, how about those heads they found in Peru where they stretched their head out gigantic like a big alien head? Mm. They like did it to like a huge percentage of the population. They put boards on their heads and tied them down and literally extended their head. And, you know, and people were thinking, well, is this to emulate something? Is it to emulate the gods, all the Anunnaki people? Like, see, this is evidence. They were doing this to try to emulate. Maybe not. Because look at these Africans that are cutting the fucking holes in their lip and sticking plates in there. The dudes cutting the holes in their heads and letting the air out. You know, they're not emulating anything.
No, they're just practicing medicine.
They're fucking nuts, man. People are nuts.
Well, they're still kind of nuts,
or they're trolling everyone.
You know what's freaky? The disease I had as a child, I found out in the mid-80s, they stopped treating aggressively. That, like, more when I was in the 70s, I was more a victim of fucking chemotherapy and elective surgeries, or not elective surgeries, but surgeries that weren't needed, and radiation, than I was of the actual disease, because they were practicing.
What?
Yeah, you know what's fucked up, too, is the X in histiocytosis X meant that the etiology of the disease was unknown. And when I first asked an adult, you know, where did my disease come from, and they went, we don't know. And I was like, wait a minute, who's we? You and me? Or, like... We like
so what
humanity.
Exactly is the disease? Histio.
It's
what?
Like an overactive immune
say
system.
It, say the name again?
It's histiocytosis X.
And it's an overactive immune system?
Disease. Right. Like I would have too many white blood cells and they would like in a sense accumulate, if you will. And usually it was in like bone marrow and areas like that. And it creates like blowouts. So like my spine, it blew out. My arm, it blew out. Wow. My hip, it blew out.
Would it get better if you got sick?
What do you mean sick?
If you got a cold.
No. Because
well,
you think
white blood cells are there to
right? No. Think no. But I don't
by
usually
being
ever get
people
sick.
Sneezing all the time.
But it's funny is I don't really ever get sick. Either I have problems where like obviously it was overgrowing, you know, in marrows and stuff, or I'm always healthy. I went through prison 5 years. I didn't get a cold.
Whoa.
Yeah, and that's a
crazy.
Germ place. Let me tell you. But
start licking toilets and stuff.
I don't like touching doors and shit, though. I'm not a germaphobe, but I'm careful.
People are gross.
Yeah.
People are nose picking, ball scratching, ass fucking wiping, just disgusting fucking.
Which is why I always recommend you use
creatures.
A tissue from the bathroom when you open the door to any public restroom.
I kick mine open like a man.
Not if you got to pull it, but with a man.
Yeah.
The
what
wrong
are you going to do if you have to twist it and pull it?
Usually
fuck,
you
son.
Do, actually. So,
yeah.
You use a piece
towel.
Of towel. Yeah. There's ways you can protect yourself.
And if we had hemp, we could be using hemp towel, man.
You just have to clean it, man.
Dude, we should get some hemp flashlights.
Which is why we have to vote yes on 19.
Yeah, vote yes on 19. It's very important. And if you're one of those people out there that goes, man, potheads are fucking annoying. Unfortunately, there's a lot of potheads that are annoying. You know, most potheads are just like most people. Yeah, like most people. A good percentage of people are annoying. And the reason being is because we do not have a direction book on how to properly live a healthy life. A healthy, fun, satisfying life. You know, we live our lives based on myths and bullshit, TV shows and movies and... And we have this distorted perception of what this fucking world is all about. So most people, with this, especially with the situation that we have now, the way our world is set up, it's so easy for a moron to just drift through and be taken care of every step of the way and yet have opinions and yet be able to vote.
George Bush Jr.
Well, Sarah Palin, man. That's way scarier than her than him.
Gary Coleman.
At least he was a man.
Wow.
That's right. I said it.
Gary
Coleman. I
don't
give a fuck.
Wow.
Gary Coleman. Gary Coleman can vote.
Yeah.
Angry as fuck.
I'd been angry, too, after his whole bad life.
Yeah. The saddest part of his life
I would not have been angry.
He was in the hospital dead, dying, and his fucking crazy cunt ex-wife takes a picture and sells it to Matt of him, like, all strapped up with pipes and shit, dying in bed, and she's right next to him with his, like, dead...
She did that?
Just, yeah, dead fucking rubber face. Just, like, didn't have any emotion in her eyes, nothing. Like, yep, here he is. He's dead, and this is me. I'm next to the dead guy.
That's horrible.
Oh, it's gross.
She probably has that shit on, like, mouse pads.
I'm pretty sure.
Whoa. I've never seen that. I did not know she did that.
Yeah, it's pretty dark.
I'm learning. Well, you got it saved even, huh?
I think I should.
Oh, whoa.
Usually I do.
You know, I can't thank you enough for coming out and support Prop 19, man.
Well, I mean, dude, you know I enjoy the marijuana, so of course I've got to support Prop 19.
You know, a lot of people have been really confused on what this really does, man, and, you know, that's been a big problem for us because,
that's what
I
was talking about when I'm saying most people. Well, you look at potheads and you think they're annoying.
Right. Really, I'm finding them annoying right now because I can't believe all these people I was working around that I thought was working towards a common goal are now working against it. And
because a lot of people are against Prop 19. That's what you're saying?
A lot of people are against Prop 19, not for the right reasons either. People
for financial reasons.
Financial reasons or inaccuracies.
That's how much most hippies are, though. Every time I ever was hung out with hippies, they were trying to make money, like, making profits
there's a lot of non-hippies that are just commercially motivated. Yeah. There's a bunch of people that have just got in this industry in the last few years since, you know, SB 420 passed and allowed for clubs. They're trying to make money, and right now they think, oh no, you're going to change this, and we like this, so please don't change this. And that is really what we're up against.
You know, right.
When it comes from the enemy within, if you will.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that aren't hippies. They're opportunists.
They are.
I know a bunch of people that are in the business.
The idealists.
Yeah, the people that own, like, dispensaries, they're doing it purely for profit.
I know a lot of people. There's a lot of good ones.
Yeah.
You know, Berkeley Patients Group, Harborside.
They're all good.
There's a lot of good ones.
Provide something that's good. Marijuana's good. But there's a lot of people that you wouldn't expect. They're not, like, old dudes with gray hair and ponytails. Right? Right. They're young dudes that look like they're fucking doing squats.
Right. You know? Well, Prop 19 is going to make it so these people aren't having to get away with it. They're going to be able to service their neighbors who have a right to have pot. And everybody in the state's going to have a right to grow pot. And that's going to be a big, big change.
Yeah, so all these people that are selling it, the shit's going to go under because no one's going to need to buy it. Right. You can just grow your own.
Well,
it's so easy.
You're going to see the prices drop, thankfully. You know,
radically,
and profits are going to drop. And right now, you know, it's the liquor companies, it's the big drug cartels. These are the people that are
against
us.
I'd be more than willing to pay exactly what I'm paying right now. Just keep making it just as good. I'll pay just as much. I'm not growing
shit. Can I say this though? There's always going to be $1,000 bottles of wine.
Yeah.
You know, and there's going to be people that do things with a high quality. And grandma could grow better pot than me, for instance. And you'll want grandma's pot over mine.
I want bulk like Cheetos. I want to just like piles of it. Just be like throwing joints out my window.
The only thing about that though is that it doesn't really lend itself for quality with quantity, because when you have large amounts of it, you don't have, in a sense, is good a quality control smaller batches. Right
now. Now, let's just talk about one thing for the non-smoking, non-marijuana smoking amongst us. This is one of the things that really fascinated me the most when I first found out about marijuana. When I was a kid, I thought marijuana was bad for you. It made you stupid, all these different things. But when I first started smoking weed, the thing that fascinated me the most was that there are two completely different strains that have very different effects. Different strains?
Okay, let me break this down. Can I say this right now?
Yes.
All right, there's a lot of confusion in this. Before I went to prison, a friend of mine, he wrote Marijuana Botany, and he later wrote the book Hashish, been revised. His name's Robert Carnell Clark. He's forgotten more about cannabis than I've had an opportunity to learn. And while I was in prison, these scientists actually looked at the specimens of sativa and indica. And sativa and indica were questions. So if I walked up to you with seeds, Joe, it would actually be, does this make clothing and paper and all this stuff, or is it like India? Because if you look up the word indica,
that's the names.
Indica means of or like India,
okay?
So when you go to India, all of the cannabis that's grown there is indica because it's in India. But when you go there, you'll find tropical varieties down by Goa and northern varieties up by the area that's now Pakistan and Hindu Kush. That is the entire range of cannabis, and it's all indica.
The history lesson is interesting, but for everyone today who wants pot, there's two different effects. Indica makes you sleepy, and it makes you couch weed. It makes you what a lot of people think of as a stoner. Sativa is a totally different experience, and it makes you much more introspective. It makes you start looking at fucking telescopes and space documentaries. Okay. So
let me say, if it's not
a strain, what should we call it?
Well, it's an equatorial variety. It's from near the equator. Let me break this down.
There's two different effects, though, correct?
This is what I want people who are not pot smokers
to understand. You go into these deep historical...
It's not, but think of it like this. Right? In the 60s and 70s, all the pot that was coming into America was like Acapulco Gold, Michoacan, Maui Waui, Jamaican. All of these strains were from near the equator, tropical. They made you happy, horny, well-organized, wanting to do things like protest. And then the hippies went to Afghanistan. They found this short, fat-leaved plant that they thought was indica, and they started mixing it with all these tropical varieties like Maui Waui and Thai stick and stuff, and they shortened the time it takes to flower cannabis, and they picked varieties that yielded the most amount of pot because it was
prohibited.
And the
reason being is that the ones that were equatorial, the ones that were growing on the equator, needed a longer cycle of sun.
Because they're in a 12-12.
And those are the
cycle.
Ones that have the different psychoactive effect. The ones that come in contact more with the sun are the ones that make you...
Not so much more with the sun. It's just the varieties that develop around the equator.
Where there was a longer cycle.
Are more, in a sense, psycho... And,
so
in a sense,
to
they
be
wake
grown
you
in
up.
America, they have to be grown indoors.
Yep. And then what happened is the hippies, in a sense, started breeding this Afghan with all of their tropical varieties. And through the 80s, we kind of developed this one-hit wonder pot that took away all that good energy and took away all that. And now, for me, I always smoke haze. I like Super Silver Haze and NL5 by Haze.
For people who don't understand what you're saying, haze means sativa.
In a sense, it does. In the sense, our terminology of sativa. But sativa really means most useful.
Okay, but what the way... Okay, that's true. But that's not how it's used in dispensaries.
They're
dispensaries,
changing.
Indica and sativa is how it's used. Sativa is the heady, more, you know, trippy space weed, and indica is couch weed.
High energy.
Indica's
low energy.
Whole point in the beginning was... I did not know there was two different types of pot. I thought pot was pot, and then all pot had a similar effect. Some pot may be stronger than other pot, but it's basically all pot. You're going to smoke pot. You'll either get really high or what, but it's not the same. It's not even remotely the same. There are two different experiences, and almost everyone is used to indica because indica is the easiest shit to grow. Indica is the shit that, you know, you're getting if you're getting it from, you know, some dudes are coming down from, you know, they're in Canada growing
most
it in the fucking forest.
Brickweed.
Yeah. It grows the fastest and yields the most.
Exactly.
And now that we're getting through prohibition, we'll see these varieties that take longer and yield less, but have a profoundly different effect on our energy and our thinking and our motivation.
Exactly. So how is it wrong, what I was saying?
Well, it's not sativa. Everybody's calling it sativa, but sativa really means hemp. It's Indo-European hemp variety.
Right, but we've decided...
We haven't.
Look, but everyone universally in the pot community, they're looking at two different things, indica and sativa. That's what they called it, right? That's as universally in the pot community. They're all just a noise you make with your mouth to describe something.
Absolutely.
Okay,
but
so
we'll be
two
making
different
a different
things.
Noise soon.
We're not going to call it sativa and indica?
No,
well, it's going to confuse the
sativa.
Fuck out of people. That's what
it
is.
No. Right now, we look.
Well, what are we going to call it?
In all reality, California's not that developed.
High weed and couch weed? What are we going to call it?
We'll call it names like, you know, Arrowhead or, you know, Avion or whatever we're calling that water at the time. We don't really go, give me a bottle of water when we're sitting in a 5-star restaurant. We say, do you have Avion or do you have...
I say bottled water. What am I, a fucking water connoisseur?
And now
I just want water.
Okay, now trip on this. The same way right now you walk up to a weed counter, it's almost like the same thing because you can't make distinguishes like you do liquor. And when you walk up to a bar, you know the difference between wine and whiskey. And if somebody, you order whiskey and they hand you wine, you're going to be like, yo, douchebag, this isn't what I asked for.
Right, but when
but
I go
right
to the
now,
pot store, I say, hey, where's your sativas? Oh, we got Jack Cleaner, we got Trainwreck. Or, all right, give me some of that Trainwreck.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, that's what we do.
But technically, all drug varieties are indica.
What? No,
yes.
There's two
yes.
different types, though.
When you go to indica, when you go to India and you get indica and it's from
Fuck
Goa
India.
And it's
indica suck my dick. There's two different experiences. We've broken this down. For people who don't know, look, practical knowledge, this is very important. What all he's saying is all nonsense. There's two different experiences.
True.
There's the couch weed, and there's the weed that makes you think about the universe and want to be creative. So that's sativa. That's what they call it. The indica shit is OG Kush. You know, I'm going to take a nap and eat Cheetos all day.
That's what they're selling it as.
OG grows very much like a sativa, just so you know. It's long and leggy and grows tall and has small buds. And
right.
Hate to break that.
The feeling's different.
It's a more potent version of the indica.
But you
want
to know what's weird? My haze, my sativa, you're calling it, came back at 23.7 THC, and my OG Kush Indica, you're calling it, came back at 20.6. There was a 3.1 difference in
THC.
Right,
but aren't there a bunch of different things, cannabinoids, other than THC, that make up the high? It's not just THC.
Well, actually, I think that there was a doctor at an Institute
By the way,
Medicine.
We should point out that Todd knows his shit. Where's your book? Before we go any further, you're like, who is this guy talking all this shit about weed?
Well, there was a doctor
fucking
at the Institute.
Faggot. What does he know? This is what he knows, bitch. He's got a book, How to Grow Medical Marijuana.
You're out of your...
Oh, I'm right here.
No.
I came back. It's on a delay. This is a book, How to Grow Medical Marijuana, and it's not in print right now, right?
No.
To get it, you go to Amazon.com and maybe get a used copy.
Yes.
Probably do that, right?
Yeah. My next book, Grow Medicine, is going to come out, and I'm going to be talking about strain-specific growing.
Yeah, you could write a lot of books on growing weed. It's very complex, isn't it?
It is, and there's a lot of differences. When people try to say, oh, I'll generalize this is how you grow pot, you can tell they've never grown pot because pot is very different to grow. I mean— Go ahead.
I was going to say, this is a question I need answered because I do not understand it. Now, there's a female plant and a male plant, and you need the female plant is where the medicine comes from, where weed comes from, right?
There's psychoactive properties in both.
Right, but they become one or the other. Like, you have to get the males out. Explain what happens, like, how it pollinates.
Males are sexed much like men, and in irony, you'll find funny.
Is that normal with other plants, by the way?
Some plants are either dioecious or have both sexes on one plant. Cannabis actually can be both because it does right. Hermaphrodite and sometimes spews on itself.
So when you get a male, you got to get it out of there.
Right. Males actually create their pollen sacs faster than the females actually develop their buds. And in hemp, for instance, the males pollinate and then die off early. And the Roman Catholic Church miscategorized the male and female plants. Even though the female had the seeds and even though the male blew the pollen, they didn't like that the male died off early. So they called the male the female and the female the male.
Whoa.
Yeah, they were heavy into their dogma, you know. Can't rattle their cage.
That's fascinating.
The way cannabis works.
So how do you tell? So if you grow a bunch of weed plants, you have to keep an eye on them bitches because if they're all males.
It's like certain leaves, like little tiny
different,
like
it's
ball
not
leaves.
What they do is they develop these little male pollen sacs, if you will. And what they do is they come off the flower different. They come off the plant and they hang like little ball sacs and they open up and then the pollen, this is a male flower open, the pollen is carried to the, if you've ever seen little red hairs on your pot, those are the sex glands. And they are
and
what
they
the pollen
attracts
to.
They don't get you higher at all.
What? The red? The what?
Yeah, the red hair doesn't get you higher at
well,
all.
Well, the red hair doesn't have crystals on.
Right.
You know, they just have these like non-glandular
trichromes. So it looks cool though. So you get some weed and you're like, look at the red hair.
But that red hair skunk
doesn't matter.
Not what you want. Yeah, in a sense,
that's
no.
funny because it's so pretty.
Yeah, well, when that male pollen hits those pistils, what it does is it causes that to fertilize and the seed grows in that little pod. And if she doesn't get fertilized, that pod just gets swells and swells and swells and the resin develops deeper. That's why we grow seedless cannabis because it's like tricking the female into like really producing a lot of resins and a lot of, you know, just she's waiting to be fertilized and it never comes.
So it makes it more potent?
Well, you know, potency, I think, is an interesting conversation. There was a doctor at the Institute of Medicine who got up one day and he said, I gave my patients 10 milligrams THC and they had a known effect. And then I gave them 10 milligrams THC and 1 milligram CBN and it doubled the effective dose. And I shot my hand up and I said, hey, would that replicate in nature? And he said, I think it would. And when I put my hand down, my publisher said, what did you two geeks just ask each other? And I said, basically, he told me to breed hemp in with my drug varieties because CBN, for instance, is a chemical that's mostly found in hemp. And as we have bred away from the characteristics of these equatorial varieties that are more hemp-like, we have actually bred more towards the drug varieties and we've lowered the chemical of CBN down while raising THC up with less of an effective rate. So now we have THC levels over 20% that don't hit us as hard as I believe is if we had a little bit of CBN mixed in with it.
How many different cannabinoids are there inside a marijuana plant?
Well, there are over 400 chemicals created by the cannabis plant, and that's the definition of a cannabinoid. And the reality is that 60 of them are known to be therapeutic.
Oh, your shit's vibrating.
It's okay. We'll ignore it.
Yeah, but it's coming through the microphone.
And what's going to happen is that as science understands these elements of it more, then they'll be able to better direct what the different chemicals and also terpenes, because terpenes are these volatile oils that are on the bud. And what happens is they're kind of steamed off when it's dried. So if anybody's ever picked up a cannabis flower and it had good body and you squished it and it still had moisture and you could smell it was real strong, those terpenes were intact.
And that has a psychoactive effect as
very
well.
And a synergistic psychoactive effect
so
with the chemicals
the weed's
inside.
Not good.
It's good. Over-drying it, bad.
Joey Diaz likes to take his weed and put it on the heater. I put that shit on the heater.
Yeah.
You know what I do?
Well, it's just easy to make joints.
I put that shit on the windowsill and let it dry out.
Yeah.
Get perfect. I put it on top of the TV. puts it's, on top of his
but,
TV.
But the reality is because a lot of what he's getting is people that are hurrying to market and they sell pot that's not dry and not cured. The best cannabis is actually not just dried but cured and then stored for about 3 months. And
what?
Then the oil set up and they're the smoothest.
Right.
Yes. Whoa. And then there's a window of when those cannabinoids actually keep themselves, which is between 3 months and 9 months.
So after 9 months, after your weed's 9 months, good?
Your weed starts to degrade, chemically Whoa. Decompose yeah. in a sense, yes.
So old weed's whack. What about if you cook
different.
With it?
Different. How about different?
What if you cook with it? What if you have like an old chocolate bar, an old weed chocolate bar? How long does that last?
If you have an old weed chocolate bar older than 9 months,
then the dairy product in it would be moldy and you yeah. wouldn't want to eat it.
You would have other
anyway.
Issues with
chocolate
the chocolate.
Bars? You can't, even if you went wrapped with dark up.
Chocolate.
They're wrapped up.
Well, not the kind that it the hippies on make, probably.
I agree.
Ain't no tainted, you right. know.
I have some of those old fucking Nestle's Quick bars that they made with weed.
You know, no a good? Lot of why I don't eat cannabis that's provided to me by people is because I don't know the conditions in which it's made, and yeah. I don't trust their, yeah. you know, the way they measuring. Handled it and stuff. And I'm yeah, not just measuring, because you don't know how strong it's going to be.
Right. Yeah.
Interestingly enough, you know, in Holland, like hash bonbons and brownies are considered a hard drug. Totally really? Verboten. Yeah. You can be 16 and go into a Dutch coffee shop, buy hash on your way to high school, and you cool.
And this
but
is
you
something
can't buy brownies.
That you told me about first. You were the first person to tell me about 11-hydroxy, that eating weed.
Eating weed. When you eat weed, it goes through your liver and kidneys, and it actually turns a chemical process, and it turns the psychoactive chemical THC into another chemical called 11-hydroxymetabolate. And that 11-hydroxy is 2 to 5 times more psychoactive than the cannabis. Actually, it's 3 to 5 times was the estimate I saw out of the University of Mississippi.
Yeah,
and you don't get THCV, 11-hydroxy, in your bloodstream when you smoke cannabis.
It's such a different experience. And you and I were talking about it one night. I don't remember what the context of the conversation was, but it was probably I ate something that was just too fucking strong,
mm-hmm.
and you had to explain it. It's so many people have had it and they're like I'm on acid or something. It's yeah. not it does not feel like pot.
And you're not used to it because when you smoke pot, you're only used to dealing with THC in right. your bloodstream and not 11-hydroxy.
So different, man. So there's different. Nothing. Ari Shaffir, we were on a plane the other day. We were flying to Austin, Texas, and Ari ate a cookie in his car on the way to the airport. And then he got there, and, you know, it takes an hour and 20 minutes or so to kick in. He got there. We were on the plane, on the tarmac, and he was seriously thinking about telling them that they had to let him off the plane.
Because he's that high.
He was that high.
Oh.
I didn't know until we landed.
Some model did that the other day I saw on the news.
Really?
Yeah,
well, you know, Dave Chappelle did that, too. Dave Chappelle had a panic moment on a plane.
I got to get off.
It might have been that, you know?
That's one of those things that you wonder if you really want to go with it, though. What if you get off the plane, the fucking thing crashes? You'd be like, thank you, baby Jesus. Right. I'm now religious.
I know.
It would be a moment. Moment, you know,
I guess
we or got your hemp parachutes
high as fuck, son.
That's what saved George Bush's grandfather,
yeah, right?
His hemp parachutes.
And the first draft of the Declaration of Independence was drafted
on
hemp.
Yeah. This was an integral part of our history, man. And this is why
the
I'm
American
trying to convince people they need it back.
Hemp.
Yeah, Betsy
they had
Ross,
no other
bitch.
Options. Canvas was the only thing they had. There was no cotton gin when she knitted the first American flag, you know. We only need look at our history's timetable to realize what we were using before the invention of some of these things.
This is all lost information, ladies and gentlemen. And if you want to find out more about this, if you're really fascinated, go pick up this book, The Emperor Wears No Clothes. It's the one that, as we said, was written by our late friend, Jack Herrer. Herrer is how you say it, right?
Not yeah. Think terror.
Yeah.
Yeah, Herrer like terror, he used to say. You know,
his weed's still available, though.
You know, he was a serious. Yeah, you can still buy a strain. There's a strain named after him. Is there a Todd McCormick strain out there?
Thank God, no.
No, thank
no.
God, no.
Thank God, no.
There's a Joe Rogan out there.
There is?
Is there really?
Can I get the plant?
I don't know where it is.
Dude, we got to smoke some Joe
Rogan. How about you make your own?
Hey, I was just going to say
that's what I'm talking about, man. Fuck it.
Up?
I'll give you permission.
You and me, man.
This
okay.
is what an officially sanctioned Joe Rogan's train will be created by Todd McCormick.
Do you want it to be sativa or indica?
Sativa, son. I don't fuck with that dope weed.
Maybe just a sprinkle of indica.
So a sprinkle sometimes makes you a little silly.
Just
a little sprinkle.
I think that's a great idea.
We're going to have to do some research and see
how
to put this together. Thank you, everybody, for tuning into the podcast. Once again, thank you to The Fleshlight for sponsoring. I don't know why I hold this up. I can't just say it. I can just say it, but I feel like it's right here. I have to show you that it's really
But
new.
Does it light?
Does it light? No, there's no light, man.
There's no
it's
light. It's just
it.
All
fuck
flesh. Fuck
feel it.
It.
Nobody's fucked this
I'm
one.
Not
it's
doing
okay.
it.
Smell it.
It's just
smells
rubber.
Good.
It's just rubber.
It's just rubber.
It's just rubber.
Oh, that's fucking weird rubber, man.
It's pretty good, man. It's pretty
I don't
dope.
Know what's up with that.
I'll tell you what's up. It's better for masturbating. Do you masturbate at all? Don't lie. Of course you do, right?
Of course. I went to prison for five years. What so the if fuck you masturbate, you think I did?
But if you masturbate, why wouldn't you want one of these? Because this is masturbation.
I could give you a long list
level.
Of reasons. It just pops right off my head.
Cleaning it, dealing with it. This is how you deal with it, right? You open up the top, right? So you shoot your load in there, and then you unscrew the bottom, and then you release the crack.
Yeah. And you also use the bottom.
Is it dishwasher safe?
Dishwasher? No, that ain't a dish.
You put your
that's your girlfriend, son.
You're not getting that clean.
Oh yeah, you stick
a fucking thing to the top of it. Yeah. You shoot it.
Oh, you just stick the
load through it. Or you shoot it on your face. You do whatever you want to.
Shoot it on your face. I like how you think, Brian. Play us out with a song. What's the song, Brian?
This is called "Walking on a Dream" by Empire of the Sun.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We may or may not be doing one of these on Thursday. Maybe do it with Joey.
Can you send them to my website?
Yes, send them to
HempireMedia.com.
Hempire, that's with an H, H-E-M-P-I-R. You can find him on Twitter, Hempire Media, for the folks that aren't watching this right now on the Ustream. Hempire Media on Twitter, H-E-M-P-I-R-E Media. And, of course, Brian is Red Band, and I am just my name, Joe Rogan. Thank you very much.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in. May see you guys on Thursday. If not, as always, I love you, bitches.